And now with what it says in the papers, here's Fiona Kelly.
I never got to say goodbye to my little sister. Megan Johnson's words following yesterday's inquest verdict that her sister Aoife died as a result of medical misadventure are carried in the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail. Megan is also pictured speaking to reporters outside the courthouse on the front of the Irish Examiner, while her dad James' description of Aoife as being a cool kid is carried in the lead headline in the Irish Independent. And that headline also references the horrible death which Aoife endured at University Hospital Limerick in December 2022. The headlines in the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun, meanwhile, both quote consultant Jim Gray's description of the emergency department at UHL, where Aoife died, as a death trap. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Times runs with a story by Arthur Beasley about an internal Department of Justice report from 2019 raising concerns about the golden visa scheme for millionaire immigrants, which was only closed down in February of last year. The report, which was released in full this week after the paper challenged redactions from Freedom of Information records by the department, highlighted concerns about background checks on applicants and their sources of funding. Much of the concern about the scheme, which was originally introduced in 2012 as a job creation measure, was the extent to which it came to be dominated by Chinese millionaires. The Irish Daily Star gives coverage to the death of Tom Connors, who died in a suspected hit and run incident on a quiet country road in Carlow on Wednesday night. The car which Mr. Connors was struck by was subsequently burnt out and its occupants failed to remain at the scene. It's understood that the 35-year-old had absconded from Lochan House Open Prison in Cavan on Saturday. The Irish News leads with the refusal of Northern Ireland Health Minister Robin Swan to vote for the new health budget, which was agreed yesterday by his executive colleagues. Elsewhere this morning, the Examiner gives front page coverage to a new charge to deter day trippers to Venice, a city with a population of 49,000 residents, which is visited by 20 million tourists every year. The new system, which imposes a charge of €5 on visitors, requires people to download a QR code, which caused some confusion when it came into effect yesterday. Tim O'Brien has a story in today's Times about what has been described as the catastrophic collapse in the number of wild salmon in Irish rivers. We're told that the number of wild salmon returning to Ireland dropped from 1.76 million in 1975 to just under 172,000 in 2022. The Mirror has a story today about how the bookies had to fork out more than €500,000 after a small number of punters placed large money sums of money on some long shot horses minutes before races began in Limerick last Friday. Leo Varadkar's appearance in tonight's Late Late Show receives lots of coverage this morning. Leo to tell why he quit is the speculative headline over that story in The Sun. Why are so many journalists leaving to work for government? That question is posed by Justine McCarthy in her column in today's Times. Putting the number of former journalists currently working for ministers at 12, McCarthy writes that the sheer number involved lends credence to critics' allegation of a cosy relationship between reporters and politicians. Quite simply, she writes, it looks incestuous. And finally, the Mirror reports on a mammoth challenge which is being undertaken by five friends to raise money for the suicide awareness charity HUG. Lorcan Fisher, Kieran Sheridan, Stephen O'Neill, Shane Murphy and Sean Waters, who have all lost loved ones to suicide, are involved in a walk and talk hiking group for men. And this weekend, they plan to climb four of Ireland's highest peaks within a 24-hour period. And as if that's not enough, the five friends will then undertake a 42-hour marathon starting in Dundalk on Sunday.
Well, the very best of luck to them. That sounds fairly tremendous. Thank you, Fiona.